This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you tell me, if Dmitry Medvedev in Russia, when he talks about the idea that, well, if we lose territory as a result of the war with Ukraine, then we're going to nuke Washington and other Western capitals, I got to tell you, yeah, we take it seriously, no doubt about it. But, folks, this seems to be so fantastical that... is this for local consumption? I'm wondering, the idea of mutually assured destruction goes back a long way, decades at this point, and I can't imagine that any kind of first strike by Russia against Washington, D.C., for example, would end there, for one thing. It's absolute madness. What Medvedev is talking about, but it could also be that they're getting a little more desperate. Maybe they're trying really hard to prop up the idea that Putin is the all being there and so forth. That we just don't know, but we're going to take a look at it, of course, as we move through the program this morning. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hour number two officially underway. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point, of course, on the central coast of Oregon, 53 degrees, cloudy and no wind. Well, I think we're probably in the same temperature zone. We are cloudy, but we're going to start getting a lot of rain here as we move into Monday. By the way, happy President's Day to everybody out there. Some of you may have the day off today, and if you're working, whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad to be right there with you because we're working too. But we are going to recognize, of course, President's Day. Used to be Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday, and then it got combined in recent times into President's Day. And so, of course, we do reflect on the contributions, especially of two of our greatest presidents, no doubt about it. But you know who else has all kinds of accomplishments? Maybe it should just now be called Biden's birthday or something like that. Well, that's Mika Brzezinski over at MSNBC. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour, but evidently Joe Biden may be the most accomplished president of the modern era, evidently, and he's wise, he's successful, and he's accomplished, according to Mika Brzezinski, who I think, again, the Democrat hallowed halls of power for the Democrat Party elite, folks, must absolutely be reverberating with the notion of the awesomeness, the greatness of Joe Biden. And evidently, all this stuff about Biden being old, this has nothing to do with anything. And again, it's age isn't the factor. We mentioned that first hour. Age isn't the factor. You have some people who are into their 80s, and yet they still can do a great job on things, or they're still very sharp, and you'd never think for one minute that they weren't capable. But Joe Biden has demonstrated so many issues that to simply try to, pawn it off as, no, this is accomplishment. This is it's wisdom. It's wisdom. And it's success, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, my gosh. I just think that is so absolutely desperate that it's not even funny. So we're going to talk about that, of course, as we head through the program this morning. Also, of course, we've got, it is Monday, and we can't change that, especially if you're working this President's Day. But evidently, the WHO, World Health Organization director, is now warning of what they call Disease X. It's a pandemic that they believe it's not a matter of when, but if. Folks, you know, that's just for a Monday. I'm telling you, that's just for a Monday. But honestly, you know, the what we went through before with the pandemic, so many people are just kind of vowed to themselves they're never going to kind of go through something like that the way that it was handled ever again. But I don't know if this is designed to scare us, but it certainly does seem to fit the bill. Also on the program this morning, we do want to mention here at the top of this hour, we do want to mention the fact that two police officers and a firefighter were killed in Burnsville, Minnesota, we understand. And we took a little time at the beginning of the first hour, last hour, and I just want to make sure we do the same thing here for those people who are just joining us, our listeners who are just joining us. Again, two police officers and one firefighter who was responding as an EMT to a call that said a family in danger paid the ultimate sacrifice when they lost their lives as a gunman opened fire on them. And we're going to be talking to Frank Salvato in hour number four this morning about this. Frank is a former firefighter, and I know we'll have a very interesting, unique, and empathetic perspective. Again, when people go into harm's way, when people are called to go and protect or go and save, they do so without reservation and without any kind of hesitation. And so our thoughts, our prayers, our condolences, our wishes, everything goes with their loved ones, their colleagues, people that knew them and loved them. And we just want to once again reiterate that here on this program, we absolutely support them. We absolutely, just are in awe of what they do for us. And the fact that they've lost their lives in the line of duty just breaks our hearts. And we want to just make sure that we mention that we say that, and we unequivocally send out our support to those that have been affected by this, their family, their loved ones, their colleagues. And to anybody listening, first responders, law enforcement, again, on this program, we salute you, and we are always praying for you. Stay right there, everybody. We're going to come right back. Got a lot more to talk about this morning. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, folks, Monday edition continues, and I'll tell you this much, we have so much more to tell you about as we continue through the program this morning, 949-822-7959. Hey, thanks so much to Mark in Clearwater. Thank you for your message. I appreciate it. Thanks to Ron, who called in earlier on hour number one, letting us know that there was a technical issue afoot. And I understand it's all been put right for now. And thanks also to William in Denver for letting us know as well. Appreciate it very, very much. And that's one of the wonderful things about our listener base, everybody. Everybody kind of pulls together, especially when there's any kind of issue, and they let us know what's happening, and that in turn allows us to make sure that it gets put right just as quickly as possible. So that makes me feel really good about the radio community that we are building here on this show. And as I've said many times, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And so, again, you know, as we come together these six nights a week, basically, it's always my great pleasure to be with you here. And I love hearing from you. I love getting the direct messages. Sometimes we get direct messages over the weekend when people are hearing the program being played at a different time and on different stations and in different locales. So it just really, really, it really makes me feel very, very good. So again, it's the radio community that we're building. Let me tell you real briefly here too about a connection here to our own community, and that is in Burnsville, Minnesota, where we've been talking about where these two brave police officers and the brave firefighter lost their lives in the line of duty. Burnsville, Minnesota, of course, is where our own syndicator, GCN, is based. And so this is a very, very important part of this story for us, obviously. And so, again, our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts, everything that we are, we want to just send out to our colleagues and our friends and everybody who's been affected by this in Burnsville. Because again, this is the kind of thing where, you know, each and every day, police officers, firefighters, EMTs, first responders, they get a call. They don't know what this call is really going to be about. I know they. It was somebody who was putting a family in danger. I think is the basics of what this call had come out for. But you never know what's going to happen. And but yet they climb on the truck or they hit the lights and sirens and they're off and they're going to go do their job and do their duty. And again, as I was saying before, it absolutely overwhelms me, my friends. What kind of bravery this is, you know, to be able to do this kind of thing, to be in the line of fire and to know that you're there to protect, you're there to try to save someone, you're there to, you know, put out the fire or to help the injured and get them to the hospital, get them better as fast as you can. The kind of bravery, the kind of commitment, again, just overwhelms me. And I know that it does for you as well, you know, and our friends in law enforcement, our friends in the fire service and first responders, you know, they always see us on the worst day of our lives, basically, in some way, shape or form, whatever that is. And but yet they keep coming back. And so we're going to, again, we're going to be mentioning this each hour of the program this morning for sure. Because we want to make sure that we get this story out there. But definitely there's a connection here to this show and to the great folks at GCN and to our whole radio community this morning. So I just want to make sure that we continue to let you know about that. Okay, so once again, we've got a lot to talk about here on the program this morning. We did talk about Medvedev. We talked a little bit about Mika Brzezinski. But now, of course, over the weekend, right, we had this $355 million judgment against Donald Trump. And he can't run his New York company for 3 years. His sons can't run it for 2 years. And Letitia James came out in full fashion to basically give what I thought was a campaign speech. And at that time, my friends, I thought she's sitting there thinking, you know, who's going to play me in the movie? You know, who's going to play me? What am I, you know, this is so great. You know, people are really going to think that I've just arrived here. This is amazing. Let's hear just a tiny little snippet of this, just to give you the idea of the tenor and the mentality and the attitude that's going on here. Let's listen in.
No matter how rich, powerful, or politically connected you are, everyone must play by the same rules. We have a responsibility to protect the integrity of the marketplace. And for years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system. Donald Trump may have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal.
Okay, so that sounds like a professional prosecutor, attorney general person, doesn't it? That's exactly, you know, this particular attorney general, right? She campaigned on the fact that she was going to get Donald Trump. She's just going to get him. And it's like, and again, back to the Soviet Union, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. It's exactly the same thing. It has now arrived here. Now this is what our country evidently is doing, or at least some in our country are trying to do. And you heard it in her voice. Oh, you know, he might have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal. Oh man, and boy, and she's all mad about that too, I guess. But you know, to me, this doesn't come off as, oh my gosh, I think we all have to just completely reevaluate everything we've ever thought about Donald Trump and his business success. I mean, you know, this is finally it. I mean, they've just shown that it's all totally a fraud. No, that's not it at all. In fact, there are no losses, from what I understand, in this. And you can't really have damages for what? Who lost money? Who was harmed in this? And I'm not saying that to say, well, you kind of skirt the issue and, you know, it's not really wink, wink, nobody was harmed, wink, wink, wink. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I'm going to stick with what Mr. Wonderful says. And we had a great quote on the Weekend Edition. Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, of course, from Shark Tank fame, had talked about this several weeks ago, saying, look, this case is built on something that is standard procedure for all real estate developers talking to banks. Now, Letitia James, maybe, I don't know if she's listening, or she could be, or this could be, you know, somehow told to her, but banks have what we call really smart individuals who go through and do what we call due diligence when it comes to trying to get loans or do business with the bank. I mean, honestly, you know, there are people who try to defraud banks. I'm sure that there are. And the banks always, you know, figure that stuff out. The banks would not be doing business with the Trump Organization if they thought that what they were being presented with was totally fraudulent and they were going to be some party to it. On the contrary, Ms. James, I think that these banks actually were very happy to do business with the Trump Organization. They did their due diligence, and as Mr. Wonderful had so rightly pointed out, you go back and forth on what the valuation of assets are. This is not a simple process. It's incredibly complex, and it takes a while in order to finally come to some agreement so that you can get that construction loan to, say, build another building and then pay it back. But as he was saying, you'd have to arrest all the real estate developers everywhere, basically. I'm just sort of paraphrasing what he said, because this is not what they're trying to make this out to be, is not this vast criminal conspiracy. You know, maybe, just maybe, if Letitia James could, you know, if she really wanted to sue somebody, maybe she should take a look and see what happened with, oh, I don't know, Burisma. How about other, who's the big guy and he's going to get his cut and all this kind of stuff? I mean, if you want to look for, gee, I don't know, some kind of corrupt criminal enterprise, then there might be places to go look for that kind of stuff. But, but they're not named Donald Trump. Yeah, that kind of, your campaign promise sort of narrowed it down there. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is upon us, and we have so much more to tell you about. Stay right there. We're coming back, I promise. I really, really, really do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Still struggling to find traction in polls ahead of the South Carolina Republican primary election, Nikki Haley is pressing hard on the case against Donald Trump's electability in November. She told Fox News she does not believe that he can win.
He said himself that he's going to be spending more time in a courtroom than he is going to be on the campaign trail.
She also claimed Trump has compromised the Republican National Committee by appointing family members in top positions there. Joey Logano took poll positions position to start the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Many eyes on driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who aimed to defend his 2023 Daytona 500 crown. After finishing far back in one of the dual races last week, Stenhouse is racing from the middle of the pack to start this year. Driver Michael McDowell qualified in the second outside position on the track. The green and checkered flags wave Sunday from Daytona Beach. I'm Ryan Daniels, U.S.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call
877-878-4203. You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Monday morning, and we are moving right along, everybody. Absolutely. All right, so here we are, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we always love to hear from you. And so, yeah, but, you know, just in the last segment there, we were hearing from Letitia James regarding the Donald Trump verdict, the judgment, of course. And even people like Alan Dershowitz have chimed in on this, saying, you know, there's no damages. How do you come up with a multiple of zero? You know, if there's no damages, because as he had explained, typically you have a multiple of the whatever the losses were, and those become then the punitive damages, the monetary damages. And he says, well, I don't know, how do you time something by zero? I mean, if there's, you know, there's no damages. Let's listen in to Jonathan Turley. He appeared on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream. He had this to say, I believe, about what was happening with this particular decision, shall we say.
And he did, and the opinion comes off a little too cathartic for the judge. I mean, the judge really lashes out at Trump, and you really see that in the ultimate conclusion. He just imposed damages the equal of the GNP of Micronesia, I mean, and various other countries. And the question is, what's the basis for that? You just imposed $350 million or more in damages, plus another $100 million that's going to come from interest, in a case where there was zero dollars lost by the banks, where the banks said they wanted to do more business mm-hmm. with the guy you just barred from doing business with them. And the question of the excessiveness of that fine does raise a serious appellate issue, not just for the New York Court of Appeals, but also potentially for the Supreme Court.
So here we go again, and I appreciate what Jonathan Turley's talking about. You know, it's not just the appeals issue for the next level up, but eventually it'll probably go to the Supreme Court. And how many people out there can really sort of with a straight face say that not just this verdict, as it were, but the judgment of the $355 million, that this seems to be in line? Let's just say, even if it was... even if it was all for real, he's guilty of this and that and this kind of stuff. It just seems to be so far out of whack. And I do believe ultimately it'll get reversed. It should, you know, if there's any real common sense that seems left in the world. But how can people, again, also look at this and tell you with a straight face that this has nothing to do with politics, this has nothing to do with essentially, you know, just trying to completely, you know, run down and disable a political opponent. You know, and if Donald Trump wasn't, you know, crushing it with the nomination, you know, on a march towards the nomination, I don't even know that they'd be doing it to this level. But he is. And whether or not, and again, I mean, that's a whole different story as well, whether or not people want to vote for him to be the nominee or people want to vote for him in the general election. That's really neither here nor there. What's important here is that the Democrat Party elite certainly believe that Donald Trump is a huge threat. And not a threat to our democracy, because that's just what they say. That's the talking point, the memorandum phraseology that is supposed to be used in order to craft a narrative. But really what the threat is the threat to the power base of the Democrat Party elite. And it's just that obvious. Now, if the judge had imposed $10 million blah, blah, blah on this thing, maybe you couldn't make that argument as much. I think you still could. But honestly, this overkill tells us, you know, what we need to know in this. And I think what it would do, too, is it would convert perhaps somebody who has said to themselves, well, I really don't want to vote for Donald Trump again. And whatever their reasoning would be, I don't like his face, I don't like mean tweets, I don't like the way he talks, or whatever. It's hard for them to argue with the results from the Trump administration. So there are some personal factors, and I understand, and that's what some people have told me, essentially. But no matter what you think of Donald Trump, the man, it seems to me that every single American would say to themselves, but this is so far out into the ether that it's just obvious that this is a essentially a political hit job. And if you can do it through what looks like this, you know, very official, you know, sort of channel, then all the better. Because they look at some of these polls. Well, if Donald Trump was convicted of something, I may not vote for him, according to some respondents. But this, my friends, doesn't even come close to approximating something like that, in my opinion. Because, again, and, you know, you got people that don't have – they're not for Trump. Okay, Jonathan Turley, I don't think is for Trump. Alan Dershowitz, I don't think is for Trump. But you've seen Dershowitz come to Trump's aid. Jonathan Turley, certainly rhetorically and with, and see, because these two gentlemen, for example, they revere the Constitution and the law. And when the law is being pretty much bastardized here in order to do something that it was never designed to do in our society, in our free republic, they're going to point it out. Whether or not, maybe they loathe Donald Trump, I don't know. But they're not politically necessarily with him. But the law is and should be above all those kinds of things. That's why Turley and Dershowitz especially, and there are others who have, I think, you know, said some very similar things. But in this particular case, Turley and Dershowitz both deserve a lot of credit because they are doing exactly what we're supposed to do in this country, and that is evaluate what's happening based on the law and the facts. And I really think that, I mean, whenever I hear these guys talk, I always figure there's hope. You know, there's some kind of hope out there. And would you agree with everything with Dershowitz? No. Everything with Turley? No. But here's the thing. You could sit down and have a dinner with them and talk about things, and you could be friends, and I'll bet you anything that you could keep in touch and that you would be able to discuss things in a very, very, sophisticated, civil manner. And learn something probably at the same time, you know, both ways even. So, I mean, that's the kind of discourse we're supposed to have. Letitia James, on the other hand, has only one objective. And that's where I think many people across the country are going to say to themselves, okay, this is way too far. This is a bridge too far. This doesn't make any sense. This is not for us. And, you know, let go all the way to Supreme Court. Supreme Court, I think, would find the same kind of thing, that there's nothing, there's no there, right? Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, he's I don't think he's a mega Republican by any stretch, but yet at the same time, he understands how business is done, and he understands when a railroad is being built right over somebody's business that played by the rules. Okay, so that's my little thought about being railroaded there. But again, so this is why it's so important for this kind of thing to be out there. And they think they're burying Trump, but what they're doing is they're creating the state of affairs by which people will say, okay, this is way, way, way too far. So we shall see. All right, folks. You know, when we come back from the break, we've got another great song this morning, another great by request, Trucker Ron there in Denver. He's got another great request. We've got it queued up, lined up, and ready to go. We'll take another look at some of our national weather, and also we'll start talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we'll be talking about, we had a great discussion on the weekend show, by the way, about this judgment. But we're going to be talking to her about what's happening with Medvedev from Russia, saying, well, we're just nuke Washington if we don't get our way. Also, we'll be talking with her about what the FBI director has been talking about, again, these cyber attacks that are now happening at what is being called an unprecedented scale. So we got that, plus much, much more as we're coming back from this next short break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. We love getting those. And we love being with you here on this Monday morning, bright and early. It is President's Day. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This song. Linda Ronstadt with a great cover, of course, Back in the USA. And I love the refrain, I'm so glad to be living in the USA. Well, that says it all right there, folks, doesn't it? And that's exactly what we're talking about here on this program. Glad to be with you, of course, Kyle Warren, with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're going to be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, who we'll be talking with here in just a few minutes here in this section of the broadcast. But first, of course, we've got our song, our second song of the morning to play for you. And again, it does come to us by request from driver Ron there in the Denver area. And he suggests Florida-Georgia Line, This Is How We Roll, featuring Luke Bryan. And I think this will keep us moving this morning here on this Monday morning, bright and early, President's Day Monday. And so, yeah, thanks again. Thank you so much, driver Ron. I love to say by request. So here we are, by request. Florida, Georgia Line.
Just
Charlie's ass. This is how we roll.
Featuring Luke Bryan, by the way, and thanks again to Driver Ron. I appreciate that so much, and he actually writes in and he says his other request would be, this is how we roll. This is a propose for your radio show. I appreciate that. That's right. Well, we do roll in a certain way here in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. I'm pretty sure I recall seeing Florida Georgia Line. They were actually at a television taping I was at once. And so I have seen them in person. So they were, of course, came on the scene, were a huge hit, by the way. But that's a great song. This is how we roll. And thanks again to Driver Ron. Really appreciate it. Folks, if you've got a great request, and if this, of course, is for Country Music Monday today, but if you have a great request for any other day of the week as well, a great song that you'd like to hear, we're open for that here on the program. And we sure, again, appreciate Driver Ron. And be careful out there, by the way, because last we heard from him over the weekend, it was starting to snow again pretty good in the mornings when he's out there doing his thing. So be careful, Driver Ron, and we want you to get there in one piece. No doubt about that. All right, folks, so last hour we took a look at some of what the National Weather Service was telling us about. Let's take a look at some of the precipitation here, and we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCove.com here in just a few moments. We've got all kinds of precipitation all over Northern California, Central California, starting to make its way into the Los Angeles area at this hour. But if you're in Redding, if you're in Sacramento, San Francisco, you're coming down Interstate 5 down towards Bakersfield, California 99 through the Central Valley. If you're in Reno, just across the border there, you've got all kinds of rain. So definitely be aware of that. Be very careful. Looks like our friends in Portland, you've got some rain starting to sneak in towards you. You've got some rain and mixed with snow to the east of you in Portland this morning. So that's what's happening there. We're also seeing some precipitation for our friends in Florida this morning, just a little south of Jacksonville. Gainesville, Florida, you've got rain right now. And especially if you're in the Deltona area, Leesburg, looks like you've got rain. Also a little rain just south for our friends in Tampa. Looks like it could be coming your way right there. It's kind of coming across the area there, and could be in Tampa proper here before too long. So that's what we're looking at on the radar map this morning, everybody. So, and of course, here in Southern California, we are awaiting the atmospheric river, which I don't want to do. I don't want another atmospheric river, but I have the feeling that we have no choice. So we just, you know, you got to make sure your gutters are clear and all this kind of stuff, But for some areas, it can be very, very challenging indeed, especially on the heels of the other atmospheric rivers that have come through pretty much back-to-back many days ago now. But still, the ground can only hold so much, And hopefully we'll just see this kind of pass through. But, folks, once again, thanks for listening this morning. It's time to go over now and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right, happy President's Day to you. And, you know, we got a lot of our friends out there working this morning, so we're working right alongside them. And, you know, when we talked on the weekend, we were talking a lot about this Donald Trump judgment, which we'll cover more here, of course, on the radio this morning. But what did you think here in the time we have before we go to the top of the hour? What did you think about Dmitry Medvedev saying that Russia would nuke Washington, D.C. if they don't get everything they want in Ukraine? It's just too fantastical, don't you think?
Yeah, we keep hearing these threats. And interestingly enough, you know, Putin's nuclear weapons, by the way, are Cold War era. And given the way that, you know, Russia has been fighting or not fighting and supporting their troops that, you know, are fighting in Ukraine, and the fact that he's had to literally hire men and steal men from other countries. You know, they have equipment that break down. So I'm not sure that his delivery systems, much less his nuclear weapons, are really up to par, maintained, you know, upgraded.
Well, again, So a lot of this is for perhaps local consumption to make the Russian people feel like,
yeah,
hey, we are strong. And, you know, because that's just even going back to McNamara in the 60s with mutually assured destruction. I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, we still have submarines and things like that that, you know, they can't they can't, quote, win the war like that.
Well, the other, I think there needs to be actually another tactic, too, and that is, at this point, we probably ought to be shaming Beijing and President Xi, you know, saying, you partner with this maniac. Is this really where you want to be? You know, so we can, you know, it's kind of like the Praetorian Guard here. You know, shame on all things Chinese Communist Party in China for hooking up to somebody who is just, you know, so radically, you know, misguided and whatnot. Is this really what you want?
Well, indeed. You know, Putin's got a stranglehold, and that's never more clear than what happened, of course, to Navalny, right, over the weekend. And when we come back from the break, I want to ask you about that, because you've had a lot of people detained, evidently, who were trying to pay their respects or mourn his death, quote unquote, that happened, right? So, but we're going to come right back after the top of the hour, everybody, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It is Monday. It is President's Day. We're live, and we're going to continue on through the wee hours of the morning, the overnights. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news is next. Hour number two, now in the books.
Are you? I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.